Welcome back to yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. I'm John Schmelk. He's the man of the hour, Michael Eisen. Mike, you ready for some questions?
Sure, let's do it, John.
We got some hard-hitting ones. First one comes in from Marcy in Appalachia. Do you think James Brewer is ready to start on the offensive line next year?
I don't really have any idea, and I think no one else has any idea. He's really hasn't done anything since he's been here. He's worked hard in practice. He's shown some things in practice, but he really has no game experience on the offensive line. At some point, that question is going to have to be answered, probably this summer. So we'll find out. But really, I don't think anyone can answer the question now.
That's not the only position where you're going to have a lot of changes and competition this offseason. It's going to happen all over the football field.
Oh, no question about it.
Let's go to Charlie in Connecticut. He wants to know, how do the Giants use the combine in making their draft day decisions?
It's really just part of a very large process. I think they place more emphasis on what a player does in games during the season, what they see a player do on tape and in practice. You know, the measurables are important, size, speed, strength, but I really think production is more important than anything else.
What's Michael Eisen's 40 time?
Very slow, John, very slow.
All right.
About as good as my vertical jump.
About what, 6'5", something like that, you think?
All right.
All right, and our final question comes from Patty in Hershey, Pennsylvania. How likely do you think it is, Mike, that Victor Cruz receives an offer from another team in free agency as a restricted free agent? We haven't seen a lot of restricted free agents move and change teams over the past few years.
I personally don't think it's very likely. The cap is supposed to be flat. If it goes up at all, it's going to go up very little. Receivers are one of those positions where there just seems to be a lot of guys available in the draft. There's a lot of unrestricted free agent receivers. Victor would cost a team some pretty hefty compensation if he was signed and went to that team. So I just don't see it happening. It could, but I don't see it happening.
Mike, finally, reports in the papers, Mathias Kunuka talking to reporters as well, talking about how he was willing to restructure his contract this season. Mm-hmm. Just talk about his willingness to sacrifice for the team, one, and two, where you think he's going to wind up next year in terms of what position he'll play.
Yeah, it's like the Tom Brady thing. It's nice that they helped the team. I don't know how much of a sacrifice it is. He's going to get his money anyway.
He just gets moved back a couple
of
years.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. But, yeah, kudos to him for creating more cap space. As far as position goes, I think if Osi Umenyiora does not return, I see Mathias moving back more to a full-time end position, playing up on the line. He did the last few games of the year, he was mostly a lineman anyway. And that's obviously contingent on the Giants getting linebackers to take his place, but I see him moving back to the defensive line.
And finally, David Deal quoted in many newspapers and on Bob Papa's Sirius radio show. He has not been approached yet by the Giants to restructure his contract, also coming back from a knee surgery in the offseason. Where do you see him winding up in terms of his role in the Giants in 2013?
I hope very much he'll be here, and if he is, I would expect him to compete for the starting right tackle job. We'll have to see how that all shakes out. Obviously, there's still questions of whether he will be asked to take a pay cut. David, if he's here and OC's not, will be the senior member of the team.
Wow.
I think a lot of people would want to see David come back. He played with a lot of injuries last year. Maybe it was not his self. But he probably still has a lot to offer, but you've got to think that the James Brewer, who we talked about earlier, will be given a chance to compete for that job.
Yeah, David Deal and Osi, only two guys left from the 2003 draft class, correct?
The only two Giants that predate Tom Coughlin, yes.
Well, there you go. How about that? Michael, thanks a lot for the time, as always.
My pleasure, John.
Enjoy your weekend, and thanks for joining us, everybody, on Giants.com. Enjoy your weekend as well. We'll see you on Monday.